Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Odell Beckham Jr. met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Los Angeles.
The team that you won the Super Bowl with, how's that going to feel like?
Doesn't feel like anything.
No. It's a special bond that I have with those guys over there, Coop, Stafford. I still could hit a little group chat and, you know, talk some trash to him this week, and just it's just all love and respect. You know, McVay's been, he kind of was the person who, or the whole situation and organization kind of brought me back to loving and having joy for football and understanding true professionalism and being prepared. And it was just a great experience for me alongside of, you know, winning the Super Bowl. But just overall, it was one of the best things that's happened in my life.
How did they do that, and how's it kind of carried over here, I guess, for you?
Well, starting with there, it just was something that, there's, not to be like, oh, there's been other situations where I didn't feel prepared the way that I felt prepared over there, from the way that they, you know, we come in, they come in for meetings, and the way that they looked at the film and dissected each player team, these players are going to work. I just felt prepared going into it. I think McVay does an incredible job. I remember even the month of November, they lost. I don't know what to say, we or they. I'm over here now, so you know what I'm saying? But we, at the time, they lost three games in a row, and I watched him never waver. And, you know, I've seen some coaches lose, and you see a completely different person. So that's always been my biggest compliment about him. He knows for sure, publicly I've spoken about him. I have nothing but the utmost love and respect for him and that place over there and those people.
We've seen with the Rams, they've got two receivers, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, having really good seasons. You've had success over there. What is it about Sean McVay's offense that makes it so wide receiver friendly?
He's just a guru. Like, he was around, you know, the Shanahans and the McDaniels, and, you know, he's one in his own. He just knows what he's doing. It's hard to explain. It's a very tough offense to cover, a lot of motions, a lot of receivers, you know, deceptive things that go on. So I know our defense has, you know, a tough task in front of them, but I think this is the right defense for the job.
Now, you've talked about, since you signed here, wanting to win a Super Bowl and get back to that point. With this group where you're sitting right now, do you feel like this is a team that has a special opportunity?
Yeah, I think when we could sit here today at this point, and, you know, we're 9-3 and this team's playing the way that they're playing, it's a lot easier to say it now. But I feel like before, when I was looking at where to go and who to sign with and who's going to have an opportunity to be here, this was, you know, what I envisioned. Not knowing that Harbs, you know, runs this place the right way. Like, I just know I always played against the Ravens, and it was always tough. It was always difficult. It was a team that, you know, was just relentless, you know, tough football. And, you know, sitting here now at 9-3, definitely, you know that there's an opportunity, but it comes with the same thing that we've been doing, you know, for the first 12 games. It's just finding ways to win football games, finding ways to be elite, score points, and not allow the other teams to score points. But it's definitely a good opportunity we have.
For you physically, how impactful was the bye for you, just to kind of feel up and feel stronger? And do you feel like this final stretch that you're in a really good position to make your impact felt again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more you just have an opportunity. You know, yeah, your body gets the rest, but is, you know, too much rest good? Is it too, you know? I think it's more of a mental break. You get to just reset. And to me, when I was thinking about or looking at the schedule and seeing that the bye week came at this time and the way that the season went, it couldn't have came at a better time. You know, now you're going into a real season, five games left that are setting you up to be in the real season. So the bye week was great. I don't think it could have came at a better time, and it just, you know, allowed you to have some time to breathe and reset.
You've talked about kind of the happy milestones that you've hit this year. The first game back, you know, first touchdown back, all this. Does this feel like another little one, you know, going against guys that you played with, you know, big game in December, you know, you're looking ahead to maybe another Super Bowl, all that stuff. I mean, does it feel like another little?
It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. You know, we're wearing the all purple uniforms. I don't know if they're wearing the all bone uniforms. And, like, 2 years ago, I was over there and I scored a touchdown to win the game. And You know, now I'm over here. Hopefully, I could do the same thing and, you know, return the favor to them. But it's you know, sometimes I have these deja vu moments that go on, you know, mid game after you've played for so long, you've seen so many things. It's just a team that I have a lot of love and respect for. Obviously, I won a Super Bowl with them, so it does feel good to, you know, go against them, to be able to see these guys. You know, I have a special bond with them, and you know, the goal is obviously to win now on this side.
Odell, a moment ago you used the words real season, I guess, to describe the postseason. Did winning a Super Bowl change how you view the progression of a season, and is it make you more impatient to get to the playoffs, or how does it make you feel?
I just feel like, just like everything in life, like, you can't speed up the process to get anywhere. You know, it's gonna take 24 hours to get to tomorrow, and then we're gonna, you know, you just gotta stay in it, be where your feet are at. But I remember my first playoff experience just being, you know, shitty. Like, it just was bad. I wasn't ready for the moment, and I was itching and, you know, just dying to get back to have an opportunity. And when I had the opportunity in LA, I was more than ready for it. And, you know, like I was saying, the real season, it's coming. You know, it's going to be on the way after 5 weeks, after handling our business 1 week at a time, trying to go 1-0, the same mentality we've had all year. I just think that's the approach. You know, it's not going to get here any faster if I want it to. Definitely prepared. You know, harps on the keys to winning football. And, you know, these are the little things that if they're talked about in the wrong manner, it seems, you know, negative. Like, we're always stressing this. But he talks about them in such a positive way that you see it come up in a game, and we're prepared for that. You know, we know that, okay, we need to get down here. We need to clock it. We need to, you know, do all the little things. So I definitely feel prepared here. You know, great preparation leads to us being able to do what we're doing.
Odell, for my talk, my thesis is you've chosen the Black Women's Health Imperative. Is there a particular reason why this cause?
I don't know. It's very hard to pick a cause, you know, but it's just it's something that's dear to my heart, and I'm still working on the cleats. Different situation with my cleats that, you know, I used to be with, and now I'm, you know, trying to make it all up. So hopefully I can put together something good for the cause, and, you know, I want to try and get them auctioned off or something for a good price or something like that this year.
Lamar was up here earlier and said how he was starstruck being around Snoop. As a guy who probably rolls deeper than anybody on this team, are you accustomed to being in those situations and having people also see you as the star?
To me, it's hard. I think that might be one of my bigger flaws, I would say, is like sometimes I don't see myself as what the world could portray me. At certain moments, I just see myself as, you know, Odell, and I know at moments I could be OBJ or whatever you would want to call it. Like, I'm just it's just how I've always been, how I was raised probably. But, you know, I remember a little bit when I was younger, and after the catch, I'll never forget, LeBron was in New York, and I ended up going to Carbone with him, and I was like, this is like my idol. You know, this is the person who I think I'm a little slew-footed because of him. You know, like, I really tried to emulate and watch everything that he did. So I definitely know what it's like, but I just feel like now I've been around it so much that I've just – had to be accustomed to it or used to it.
Odell, when we talk to Lamar, even throughout the season, he brings up winning the Super Bowl, kind of his focus, winning the Super Bowl. Okay? Does he talk about that? You know, he talks about that when we talk about after games. You know, with teammates, does he bring that up a lot?
Yeah, I mean, but he brings it up in a sense of when we're talking about a specific route or a detail. You know, it's like, oh, we need to do this, that, and the third. We need to do that. That way it's going to work out. He's like, yeah. And then he always ends up like, I'm trying to win a bowl. Come on. Like, that's just a way of harping on the small details, because they're going to be important, and that's what's going to help us, obviously, you know, try and achieve that goal. But we know that it's a big task. It's a lot of small details that go into that. But I think we're up for it.
All right. Cool. Thank you.